Vous écoutez une transmission du programme Longueur d'onde avec Guillaume Anglais sur la poste radio Resonance. Modulation fréquence 104,4 MHz à Londres. Voi sentite una trasmissione radio del programma Lunghezza d'onda con Guglielmo Inglese sulla stazione Risonanza. Modulazione frequenza su 104,4 MHz a Londra. Sie hören der Radioprogramm Wellenlänge mit Wilhelm Englisch vom Sender Resonanz. Frequenzmodulation 104,4 MHz in London. You are listening to the radio broadcast Wavelengths with William English on the station Resonance 104.4 FM in London. Wavelengths is sponsored by Fotheringay and Braithwaite's organic homemade ferret flavoured chutney. Zum Wohl! How lovely! Wavelengths is sponsored by Fotheringay and Braithwaite's. What wonderful English names, aren't they? Fotheringay. Nobody but the English could have a name like that. Do you know Fotheringay or Braithwaite? What?
Right, good morning ladies and gentlemen. Welcome aboard the 440 National Express service to Derby. We'll be calling in at Golders Green, Milton Keynes Coachway, Leicester, Loughborough, Kegworth and then Derby. My name's Nick, I'll be taking you north. Can I ask all passengers please to ensure they have their seat belts done up at all times while seated on the coach. It is now a legal requirement and I'm sure you'll appreciate it's for your own safety as well. Emergency exits on the vehicle, and obviously first and foremost the one where you got on the vehicle at the front. There's also another one down towards the rear of the vehicle by the toilets, and you'll also notice several red emergency hammers located on the vehicle should you need to break any windows in case of emergency. Got a first aid kit located over to my left hand side just inside the passenger doors, and the fire extinguisher is located just behind my seat. Right, the temperature on board I've got set to around about 20 degrees, which should be more than adequate I would have thought by the time it gets warmed up in here. If you do need any extra ventilation then please use the vents located above your head on the underside of the luggage racks. And you'll also find additional lighting should you need it on the same place. Right, no reported problems on the road that I know of. However, the M1 being the M1, you never know, but fingers crossed. And we don't allow smoking, I'm afraid, on board. It is a no smoking vehicle. We also don't allow the consumption of alcohol on board. However, any snacks you brought with you, please feel free to indulge in those, but I would ask that you use the white bag provided for any litter you may generate to just help me keep the vehicle nice and clean when it does its return journey later on today. Other than that, let me do the hard work. Sit back, relax, and enjoy your journey. Thank you. That have just joined us at Golders Green. Welcome aboard the 440 National Express service to Derby. We're calling in at Milton Keynes Coachway, Leicester, Loughborough, Kegworth and Derby. My name's Nick, I'll be taking you north. Can I please ask all those passengers that have just joined us to ensure they have their seatbelts done up at all times while seated on the coach? It is a legal requirement and for your own safety also. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll shortly be arriving at Milton Keynes Coachway. Can ask any passengers leaving us here to please ensure they have their personal belongings with them. And on behalf of myself and National Express, I hope you enjoyed your journey and thank you for travelling with us. Alright, for the benefit of the passengers who have just joined us at Milton Keynes, welcome aboard the 440 National Express service to Derby. My name's Nick, I'll be taking you northwards. We're calling in at Leicester, Loughborough, Kegworth and then Derby. Can I please ask all passengers that have just joined us to ensure they have their seatbelts done up at all times while seated on the coach? It is a legal requirement. I'm sure you'll appreciate it for your own safety. Thank you. Arriving at Leicester St Margaret's bus station. Again, can I ask any passengers leaving the vehicle here to ensure they have their personal possessions with them? Again, on behalf of myself and National Express, hope you enjoyed your journey.
Hey, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome aboard the 440 service to London Victoria. First call Milton Keynes, Golders Green and onto Victoria Coach Station. Hopefully arriving about 10 to 8. Can all passengers please wear their safety belts, please? Please refrain from using the toilet while the vehicle is parked up in any coach station. Please refrain from smoking on this service, drinking alcohol or eating hot food. Anybody caught drinking alcohol or smoking on this service will be removed off the bus. Emergency exits are located to the rear and the front of the bus and on the roof itself. Please respect those around you regarding mobile phones, keep them down as low as possible. Please sit back, relax and have a pleasant journey. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our next stop. Next time, Milton Keynes. Can all passengers please remain seated until the vehicle is stopped? And for those who just joined us, give me fastening your seatbelts, please. Just have your attention, ladies and gentlemen, to our next stop, which is Golders Green. Can all passengers please remain seated until the vehicle is stopped? Our final stop was Victoria Coach Station. And all passengers please remain seated until the vehicle is stopped. We're off the National Express and the 440 service. Thank you, gentlemen. It's an emergency.
Okay.
Okay. Did you at 3?
There's some sort of boat coming now. I don't know if this is it.
We're going past him now. Step amongst the Canadian geese. Back to the safety. In the very unlikely event of an emergency, the most important thing is to remain calm and quiet and follow the instructions given to you by the crew. Exits on both sides of the vessel at the point where you boarded, and you'll be told on which side to disembark. There are also emergency exits which are out through the windows of the downstairs saloons. The vessel is also fitted with full life-saving equipment. This includes life rings which are around the outside of the vessel and life wraps which are at the front. For your own safety, we advise not to lean out over the sides. And if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to ask a member of the crew. Hope you enjoy your trip. Thanks very much. Just about to go up to Old Winter Lock, just around the corner on the left. It's lock number 8 of 44, which stretches between Teddington, which is the beginning of the non-tidal Thames, Bletchley in Gloucestershire, which is at the other end. You can see the main course of the river carries straight on up through Raisby Reach. We won't be going either of those ways there. This is where we turn around and head back towards the Egham Pleasure Ground. If you look on the right hand side where that man is rowing at the minute, you'll see a small thatched cottage. It's called Honeypot Cottage. It used to belong to the actress Beryl Reid. She lived there with 16 cats. There since about 11:50. You can work out how many pints they've sold. It's not always been called the Bells of Ouseley. It goes back to the time of the Reformation when some monks were travelling from Chertsey Abbey with some church bells that they were carrying towards Oxford. And in order to keep them away from the authorities, they hid them in the river somewhere near here. So that's how the bells bit got into it. Ouseley comes from the old Saxon word for a bend in the river. During the Second World War, it was also hit by an incendiary bomb which landed on the staff quarters, killing 3 people. After the war, the pub was rebuilt. It's now part of the Harvester restaurant chain. You can see a white temple-like building. It's the Magna Carta Memorial, given to Britain in 1957 by the American Bar Association. Further back, but hidden amongst the trees, is the John F. Kennedy Memorial, which stands on an acre of land which has been given to the United States of America. About 5 years ago, both these memorials were attacked by an Afghan with a sledgehammer, which did thousands of pounds worth of damage to them. And now both fully restored and open to the public again. The third memorial in the area, which is the white square building at the top of the hills, which has now emerged from the cloud, is the Air Force's memorial. It's dedicated to more than 20,000 airmen from Britain and the Commonwealth who died during the Second World War or since, but for whom there are no known graves.
Where does the exhaust go? Does it come out of the stern?
Yes. It occurs to me that a boat of this kind could very well be powered by electricity with batteries.
Well, I don't think so. I think the batteries would have to be so big.
Oh yes, but they'd be down in the build somewhere, so they'd be fine.
Yeah, but it runs on red diesel, which at the moment is very cheap.
Is it?
It's about a third of the cost of ordinary diesel.
How much is it now, the red
diesel? I don't know, I don't buy it, but I know it's about a third of what normal diesel is.
Oh, is it? I see. Yes.
So it would be more expensive to do it by electricity, and then you've got to charge the batteries up all the time.
Because I was just thinking, there's a present fashion for green.
Well, this isn't very green, no, I'll give you that.
And it wouldn't emit fumes, that's what I was thinking of. But of course you're right, the cost of the electricity would be more.
Well, it would be more than red diesel, certainly.
I don't know.
You coming on the boat? You can't? Why not?
Well, it's not. It isn't the boat, obviously. It's the same trip, but that boat's been out of commission for 2 years.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. No, the MCA came along and said the hull's not sound. It needs to be replaced.
Yeah.
We went past it, actually. Well, where you got on, it was sitting on the other side of the river.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Waiting to scrap it, are you?
No, I don't think so. I think he plans to redo it. There's another boat that's been done at the moment. Well, it's been done for about 2.5 years, and they won't do anything until that's finished.
Yeah.
So it's just lasting forever. I don't know why it's taking so long. I think, to be honest, that the passenger numbers are down so much that it actually doesn't need another boat. If you get that one back, then he hasn't really got anything to do with this one, so there's no great pressure.
Yeah.
Really,
so this is only on board for about 2 weeks.
It's during the week. It ends at the end of this week, or next week, whichever.
Yeah.
Next Friday is the last weekday. But then it's weekends only till the end of September. Mm-hmm. You can't moor there. No mooring there. Yeah, it goes weekends then to the end of September. And then it doesn't really start again until April. But there are other trips. And you've got the...
No, I haven't got the other one. Oh, God. It's like a caravan on the water, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, but now that you could, if that had been called Pigging Broke again, you could have believed it. I think you've got something stuck on his propeller on
it. It's called Runnymede Pleasure garden. In somewhere quite near here, didn't you? Remember that? It seems to be a very good round route. Mm. Is that a box floating around? No. Part of a nut bar, a bar nut, something called crunchy or something called. Would you like some?
If you look on the right hand side through the gap in the trees, you can see the ruins of the Yankovic Priory, not much left of it these days. In earlier days, it's where Henry VIII used to come to serenade Anne Boleyn while she was still in his good books. They say that on the day she was beheaded that he actually came to the priory. Not quite sure why. Behind the priory there's also a very old yew tree. It's called the Yankovic yew. It's more than 2,000 years old, about 30 feet in circumference. Many people believe that it was under this tree that King John put his seal on the Magna Carta. No one knows exactly where the event took place. We do know that it was on the 15th of June, 1215, as it says so in the document. King John came down the river from Windsor Castle, the barons came up from Staines, and the English constitution came into existence. King John put his seal on the Magna Carta because he could neither read nor write. On the left-hand side, at the top of the hill, you can see some white buildings. It's part of the Battersea Dogs Home. It's been a dogs home or kennels there for about 100 years. It's only been part of Battersea since 1972. Operator rescue and homing policy. It's currently spaced for about 100 dogs and 30 cats.
My voice doesn't sound at all old. It sounds very sort of full of steam, as it were.
Oh, it does!
My expression, not theirs. Yes. What was the word they used? I can't remember. It meant full of steam, you know, full of go and energy, and strong, which very puzzled me because I'm an old, weak crock. And somebody recently said to me, where was I? Was it with you or with somebody? I was in a queue somewhere, waiting to be looked after by whatever the establishment was. I said my German mother was a concert pianist. I have no playing ability whatsoever, but I have a musical ear, and perhaps that enables me to adjust my voice to suit the circumstances prevailing. I don't know. But it's odd that these certain features appear to have remained intact, where many other things have just gone to the wall long ago. Wavelengths is sponsored by Fotheringay and Braithwaite's organic, homemade, ferret flavoured chutney, some vole. How lovely. Wavelength is sponsored by Fotheringay and Braithwaite. What wonderful English names, aren't they? Fotheringay. Nobody but the English could have a name like that. Do you know Fotheringay or Braithwaite? What? In my youth, I'd recall that I had several friends, not all at the same time, various different times, who kept pet ferrets of all strange things. And I'm trying to remember what was the object there. I think, theoretically, a ferret was an animal that was kept by people who were concerned in catching and killing rabbits. But why these particular people had ferrets, which they carried in their bosom, in their clothing, with them, I really can't remember. I'm not sure that I ever heard any logical raison d'etre for this situation.
Resonance 104.4 FM, the art of listening.
No one saw him disembark in the anonymous night. No one saw the bamboo canoe sink into the sacred mud. The grey man kissed the mud, climbed up the bank without pushing aside, probably without feeling the blades which were lacerating his flesh, and crawled, nauseated and bloodstained, up to the circular enclosure crowned with a stone tiger or horse, which sometimes was the colour of flame and now was that of ashes. This circle was a temple which had been devoured by ancient fires, profaned by the miasmal jungle, and whose god no longer received the homage of men. The stranger stretched himself out beneath the pedestal. He was awakened by the sun high overhead. He was not astonished to find that his wounds had healed. He closed his pallid eyes and slept, not through the weakness of flesh, but through determination of will. He knew that this temple was the place required for his invincible intent. He knew that his immediate obligation was to dream.